radioactive energy. Right. Molecular free autonomy.
And welcome to the Radioactive Show, produced at the studios of 3CR Melbourne and heard nationally on the Community Radio Network. Welcome to the Radioactive Show. We open there with a beautiful song by Auntie Sheena and Auntie Sue to Gugatha Elders. That was at the start of the Rockall Recovery Trip in March this year. And today for our NAIDOC program, with the theme this year being the next generation, strength, vision and legacy, we are going to bring you voices of this Rockall Recovery Trip featuring Auntie Sheena Coleman, Auntie Sue Hazeldine, Wayne Hazeldine and Wana, and they represent multiple generations of Gugatha people who are still continuing to care for Gugatha country. And we'll hear about some of the threats that they're facing and also the incredible work that they're doing across the many generations, building for that beautiful future for Gugatha people. So firstly, we'll bring you Auntie Sue. She's sitting on the edge of Paint Lake, a beautiful part of the Gugatha country where they go and gather different ochres. And she loves to bring people there, show them the site. And we sat down to talk about some of the threats that are facing Gugatha country at the moment.
Right, I'm Sue Hazeldine, Nee Coleman. We're at what we call the Paint Lake. And it's a place where our old people came to get their ceremonial paints. It's buried in under that red dirt over there, the colours that the ladies use for their dance and their ceremonies. And it's a real special place. And of course, it's always under threat from either, well, first off, it was mining, and now it's rocket debris and wherever their payloads are going to fall, and damage, it's up for damage now. We're struggling to hold everything together here in Australia against international companies that would come and destroy our country. And by doing that, they destroy us, because we don't own this land. We're just caretakers for the next generation. The land actually owns us. And if anything bad is happening to the land, well, then we suffer as well. We suffer mentally, so there's your mental health. The animals are suffering. Just everything. The whole cultural system would go down. our beliefs, and we know that the painter's here, but our beliefs will go with them. Our Dreamtime stories, Seven Sisters stories will all disappear with the damages that greedy people can make and are really trying to make now. So the fight we've got is big. It's against international companies, it's against the ADF, it's against the space agency, it's definitely against our governments, and it's against the rocket company called Southern Launch. So it's against that mob, and what do we do except keep fighting? And I'll probably be classed as a criminal soon because I'll be defending country any way I can, and I'll be breaking white fellas' law, I suppose you could say. I hate those terms, but we're breaking the white fella law, but by doing that, I'm upholding our law, because our law says, look after the land. Keep the land as it is, as we say in my language, which is Kugutha. Manda Yamuduiliga, leave the land as it is. And that's what we're trying to do. We know there's riches out here, but it doesn't belong to us. The Seven Sisters would tell you that what they buried was all the poisons, like uranium and gold, because gold is a poison that causes greed. Uranium causes death. And what they buried, no person should dig up. But, of course, it's getting dug up everywhere, and it is causing death and greed. You know, you've got enough money, well, why do you want more? Why destroy country? Why destroy people? Why destroy animals? And then the international people come over and they say, yes, but we got Aboriginal consent. That's not quite true. They've got some Aboriginal consent. People who know nothing about the country and don't care will just take what money's given to them and say, okay, you can go ahead and dig, or you can go ahead and bomb. And because we've already had Maralinga, that was no consent given there either. And that devastated Australia, not just the Aboriginal community. As I would say, black, white and brindle, we all suffered from that. And now we've got a lot of non-Aboriginal people that love this country as much as we do. I wish they'd stand up and say no and join forces. I've got a great team that help me in any which way they can, with all their energy and financially, so we can keep coming to country and looking after it against all odds. And those odds are getting bigger and bigger. But we are strong, and I'm pretty sure that in the end we will win and protect country. And by so doing, we protect the next generation. When we first started having trouble, it was with miners wanting to dig everything up. Now our trouble is with a space company called Southern Launch, and they've got involved with the Kuniba Council people, Kuniba community, and with the Far West Coast Native Title claim. But they have not asked everybody's consent. They've just got consent from a few people, and that's all they need as far as the government is concerned. But there's a lot of us that say, no, you can't destroy this land. You can't bring in international people to send off their rockets and drop their payloads. And there was one recently was let off. That was BARDA, sent a rocket off from California and landed their debris in our country. And, you know, really, people, that's not on. If they want to devastate a country, let them do it in their own country. Then there's the French company, Thales. They've contracted with Southern Launch for guided missile testing. And we've got some really special sites out on country, sacred sites. Mother of the Earth is one of them. And they're all in line with the so-called rocket range, Southern Launch's so-called rocket range on uninhabited country. Well, let me tell you that this is not uninhabited. I'm not living on country totally yet, but I'm going to. But what about all the little animals, the lizards, the birds? They all live on country, and they need country as much as we do, and we need them. So this country is not uninhabited, and it's not theirs for the taking or for the giving. It belongs to the next generation, always was, always will be. We have to keep it going, because I've got four generations that come out here and look after country. All the little ones do their bits, the great-grandchildren, and if this country was taken away from them and turned into a rocket range, it would be like the Woomera protected area where no one's allowed to go. And that can't happen. It just can't happen. We need to maintain the mother of the earth, keep her alive. We need to maintain this lake behind me, Paint Lake. We just need country. And we don't need international companies joining forces with Southern Launch to come and destroy it.
You're tuned to the Radioactive Show, produced in the studios of 3CR Radio on unceded Kulin lands and broadcast across the continent, thanks to the Community Radio Network. And we're just hearing there from Anisu Hazeldine, and she was speaking from Paint Lake on Gugatha country in March on the Rockhole Recovery Trip. And these trips happen every 6 months. And I spoke to many of the family members that were on that trip on the final day. And we'll hear a bit more from Auntie Sue now, talking specifically about the Rockhole recovery trips and what it felt like to be on the final day of a really successful trip with lots of rock holes cleaned, and talking about this ongoing work for the future generations.
This trip has been absolutely wonderful. Good crew, hard working, really helpful, and the rock holes were in a bad state with dead animals. But the crew cleaned everything out, all the bones, and they really left the rock holes beautiful. We're on the final day now, and we're now waiting for the... Well, last night we had some rain, but now that the rock holes are all clean, more rain should come now and fill it all up with clean water for the animals. So it's really... It's a really good feeling to know that they're all clean, and the animals can wait for fresh water, which won't be long. And, yeah, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to leave those rock holes clean. And you get there and you just feel depressed, and then as the work progresses and the animals are pulled out, you start to feel better. And then by the time the rock hole is cleaned, you feel really good and so grateful to the crew that worked so hard at cleaning the rock holes, at cooking, at cleaning the kitchen, you name it. They're doing everything, and I'm really, really grateful. So what I can say to everybody is thank you very much for helping me care for country.
Do you remember when you first took on this responsibility to keep the rock holes clean?
When I first started to bring the crew out to help me clean it, would be over 20 years ago easy. We just started off with a few, and then the trips have grown. Family comes out and we pull animals out of the rock holes when we see them in there. But with the big 6 monthly trips, it's got to be over 20 years ago we started them. And it's just getting stronger. People come on one trip and then they want to come back. And some people have been around for over 20 years, like Michaela and Steve. But that says something about these trips. They keep coming back, so they, even though they work hard, they feel satisfaction, I guess, and they're happy to be doing it. But that's over 20 years now that this has been happening. And regardless of what the government and Southern Launch, ADF, any of them people think, that this country can be used for rocket testing, they're wrong. We're still going to be out. We're still going to take them on. They can't have this country and destroy it like they did Woomera Protected Area. It's too precious. All our sites, our Seven Sisters Dreaming, it's way, way, way too precious to be destroyed by money-hungry people.
Yeah, and when did you first meet the Greenies, and how did you know that you wanted to bring them out here?
I first met them, some of them, when I was in Coober-Pedy. I went to a Gungajuta meeting, and I think they were talking about Irrawaddy Wundi then, no poisons, and I just grabbed the mic and said, I know it's not Irrawaddy Wundi, but the Rockholes, don't forget Yalabina and Yumbara and all the places inside those two parks. And then a young woman called Kat got in touch with me, and from there we just went ahead with everything, then cleaning, and a lot of the original crew are now growing up their children, which is great, and the new crew are coming on all the time, and that's great too. So we're never short of hands. In fact, sometimes we've got to say no, and that's not nice. Don't like to say no to anybody who wants to come on the trips, but you've only got certain seats to fit people. So, yeah, it's been a long, long time, and we've been working ever since. We thought we might have been safe for a while, then mining came into it, and then we fought the miners, had a blockade out here. And now we've got Southern Launch, the rocket people. But I don't know who was backing the miners, but I do know Southern Launch is being backed by the government and ADF and the American Air Force, isn't it? Yeah. And the space agency here in Australia. So it's big people that we got to fight against. And then the international people that are putting their hands up to test their rockets on our country, they need to know that they're not welcome on country at all. Neither is Southern Launch. They speak to some Aboriginal people and they think they've got all the rights in the world, but they don't look after country. They don't care for country. And I will stay here as long as I can, looking after country and leading good people to help us, you know, protect country and appreciate what we got. And it's got nothing to do with money.
Coming out here a few trips ago, you had four generations of your family out here cleaning the rock holes together. What is your vision for being able to protect this country into the future and for them to be able to do that? How could you see that being that happening?
I see one trip, we did have the four generations, and it was a tiny little great-granddaughter, I think she's about three, that wanted to go down into a deep water hole and do her duty. So, you know, she started it, and then all the other kids went down and picked bones out of the water hole too, and it's quite a deep one. And if people think that things are going to stop with me, think again. Four generations are still coming out here, and all the little kids are taking it on now to look after country, the country that they actually love. So there's myself, my sons and daughters, my grandchildren, and now my great-grannies. And every one of them love this country. So it's not going to stop with me. It will then continue with the children.
And there's so many different threats that you've seen and fought against to this land. How could you see that it could be protected for them to look after?
To protect country for future generations, we need the Australian government to come on board and not just get conned up by money. They need to come on board and say, okay, let's help you protect country, you know, for future generations. Not just my kids either, because there's a lot of kids that come out here, a lot of people that come out on country for weekends, locals go out, and they all enjoy it too. If this place is taken over by a rocket range, nobody's going to be able to be on it, and I won't be able to get out to our major sites, the Mother of the Earth, which will be absolute devastation, because I've broken every government rule in the book to keep those sacred sites together and stop the, you know, targeted missiles being tested on country. And what's to say those missiles won't in the future be carrying little atomic bombs or something? You know, that's warfare. We don't need it. They haven't got permission, not properly anyway, to go and destroy country. They just take a few people's word for it, pay them off, and then do what they want. But the government really must step up now and try and help us to protect country instead of just destroying. Too much destruction has gone on already. It's got to stop.
If people can't come out here to clean the rock holes, but they want to support you in this work, what could they do?
Well, they could support us by telling their local MPs about, you know, standing up for country for a change. They could make donations to West Mallee Protection, because when we come out, our cars really cop it. They get a hiding, so we're permanently working on them to keep them fit to come out in the bush. So financial help is great, or even donations of food, you know, non-perishable foods. That's another good way to help too. Even a couple of chairs or something like that, anything really, would be a help, because everything we bring out after a little while, the roads are pretty rough, so they do get trashed pretty well. And we have to either replace or try to keep mending, and everything costs. So, yeah, anything that people think they can do to help would be helpful.
Anything else?
Manda Yamadu Iliga, leave the land as it is.
We just heard Auntie Sue Hazeldine, and as she was saying, it really requires a lot of material support to keep these rock hole trips going. And you can find the West Mallee Protection fundraiser on Chuffed, and you can also follow along West Mallee Protection on Instagram, and also with the campaign to stop Southern Launch rocket testing over Gugatha country. And you can look at the website Native Title Rockets. There's going to be a fantastic film coming out soon that we'll want to share about that story. And of course, the Australian Nuclear Free Alliance has been a really important organisation that supports the struggles of First Nations people to protect their country from nuclear threats. And there's a meeting coming up in August, and you can donate via the website. It's anfa.org.au, that's anfa.org.au. And Aunty Sue is the current president of that alliance. And let's hear now from some of those younger generations. We're going to hear from Wayne Hazeldine and Juana.
My name is Wayne Hazeldine, and I'm Nana Sue's third generation. I guess I just come out on these trips to help my Nana clean the rock holes. And, yeah, do the drive.
And what are your earliest memories of coming out here?
Because I've been coming out as a kid, I've got some, like, pretty vivid memories of them. Like, I still remember all the campsites that we camp at now from when I was young. And being around, like, family out on country is good, keeping yourself entertained with all of them. But yeah, probably just like being in the nature and being with the family on our country is like the most memorable thing about being out here.
And what's this trip been like for you?
It's been good. It's been pretty smooth sailing. Like, did all the rock holes pretty easily. Everyone got along nicely. No cars broke down, so that's a good thing. But yeah, I think that's about it.
Yeah. And Anissa has been talking a lot about, yeah, all the different threats to your country. How do you feel about that?
Well, I really like the fact that they're, like, using the rubbish kind of to, like, drop on the land from the rockets. I don't like the fact that other people are trying to sell our land too. I feel like it's really disrespectful. And, yeah, I don't know. I just think it's all wrong what they're doing.
Do you have a vision for your future out here, or what you'd like to see happen?
Well, the goal is that hopefully I can bring my family out here one day. and do the same thing that Nana's done, because it has been going on for as long as I can remember, you know. So it'd be good to keep it in the family, keep it running,
yeah.
Make sure the country's all right. But it'd be sad to see it, like, fade away, you know. So I guess my vision is to keep the land as it is, yeah, keep it as it is. No need for changes.
My name's Wana. So Guga, the name means ocean. Also with some other language groups around the area as well, share the same word. I've been coming out here since I was a little boy, and it's just so important because when we clean the rock holes, it's what maintains the ecosystem out here, because if you don't have any water supply, all the animals are going to die out. And this is something that was meticulously done for, you know, tens and tens of thousands of years down here. It's been a very important part of our culture, and it's something that we hold on to and we still persist to do every year. We're always out here doing the same thing, and without it, it would have, I think, catastrophic effects on the local environment, and we need to work really hard to keep this going.
What changes have you experienced over time coming out here regularly?
Sure. Well, obviously, like, some of the people change. So you do see some familiar faces like yourself that I remember from when I was, I think, 12 on one of my first trips out here. But, yeah, there are always lots of different people always willing to help. And you'd think it'd be something that's really difficult and challenging going out to these rock holes that sometimes have these decomposing animals in them. And then people are just more than happy to give a hand, help pull them out, clean it, get down and in there. Get elbow deep in what emu death sludge, and be able to still, at the end of the day, look at it and be like, I've done a good job, that was amazing, and I want to come back and do it again, which is just sounds like something out of a Stephen King book that sounds like you wouldn't want to do that, but it's something that is really amazing and helps out the environment, so yeah.
Yeah. What are your plans from here after your country and spreading the word about what's happening?
For sure. Obviously, just whenever you hear something, you know, always educate people where you can. If you hear your mates saying something kind of racist, you know, call them out and tell them, like, a cool story. And still just planning on keep coming out here with Nana Sue, cleaning the rock holes and doing what needs to be done to preserve country and maintain the culture out here.
Is there anything else that you want to...
Not hates, probably keep the rockets off Guga the Munda. It'd be really bad if one of these sacred sites gets damaged, which they're right in the middle of that rocket range, so yeah.
When did you first learn about the rocket testing here?
Well, I've always been aware of testing out on these sites because my Nana Mercy would always tell me how she remembers as a little girl seeing the sheets on a clothesline singe from nuclear fallout when they were doing all the nuclear testing out this way back in the 1950s. And it's had a lot of kick-on effects for our family as well that we're still feeling till today. And just to know that it's kind of still happening and who knows what they're testing out here. And
we just heard from Wana and from Wayne, the next generation of Gugutha young people, and that was recordings from the Rockhole Recovery Trip out on Gugutha country in far west South Australia, and that was recorded in March. And that's all for today's show. We'll post all the links in our podcast notes.
Thanks so much to the Nuclear Free Collective at Friends of the Earth Melbourne for the ongoing support, and to the Community Radio Network for getting this show out to community radio stations across the continent every week. Thanks for tuning in, and join us again next week for more news and views on nuclear peace and energy issues.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.